Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round. Now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. My guest on the program right now, joining us from busy Aztec, New Mexico, Aztec Police Chief Mike Heal is joining me. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking some time on a busy day, because this is National Night Out Day in Aztec later on today.
Yes, I've been out in the park already this morning, getting busy. We've got lines marked and getting things set up, ready to go.
I am not surprised. I'm not surprised you're out there already today, so we appreciate you coming in. And this is, what, number 16 for Aztec?
Yes, this is our 16th annual National Night Out that we've held here.
And it has grown into this really big community event, as I said earlier, and it's really got to be gratifying to you to see how much the community has really taken part in this.
Oh, absolutely. It is so wonderful that almost every one of our businesses will be out there with tables set up, there to meet the citizens and for all of us to make sure we tell criminals it's not okay to be in our community and give them the boot out of here and get to know each other.
That's what it's all about. That's very true. And so what time does everything get started tonight, Chief?
We're going to start tonight at 5 o'clock, and we'll go to probably about 7:30 or till everybody decides to leave the park.
Okay. All right. And it's going to be right there in Minium Park. Is that right?
That's correct. And Minium Park's the one right behind Safeway here in Aztec.
Okay. And it's kind of right almost center of town, I would think, almost. So it's pretty easy to get to from any direction.
Right. And right here by City Hall. And
yeah.
So it's going to be a wonderful evening.
And some of the other things you've got planned, you mentioned the businesses. I know, I think San Juan College will be there, of course, and some of the other Aztec businesses. But you've got other events planned and activities for families, too.
Right. We've got an old car show that'll be here. Of course, we have our great and famous now donut eating contest for everyone to come and get involved in. And everyone that gets involved in it will get a T-shirt while they last. We have a cooler. Twice the Ice has donated a cooler and a bunch of coins for ice. We have probably about 18 to 20 bicycles that we're going to be able to give away for the kids. So the kids need to come and get a ticket and get a chance to win one of the bicycles we have. We also have White Mountain Apache Crown Dancers are going to be here, and we have a live band, the Grupo Sensationist. And so we're just, I don't know what you could want that we don't have right now.
Right.
It's carnival rides, even.
Carnival rides. You've got it covered, Chief, I think. And, again, this just goes to show what a big event this has grown into for the whole family.
Right. And we also are going to take some time to recognize one of our heroes from the Aztec Police Department, Ronnie Garner, who was shot in the line of duty about 23 years ago, is going to be here and be able to visit with him and say hi to him. And then, of course, our two heroes from Aztec High School, Casey and Paco. And we're going to have some T-shirts we can hand out to people remembering them and the wonderful people they are.
I think that's a great addition to the event this year, Chief. And I think a lot of folks appreciate you doing that and including them in the event today. And so it all gets started at 5 o'clock, you said?
Yes, 5 o'clock we'll have the Aztec ROTC will be here, and they're going to do our flag ceremony. We'll have the national anthem, and we'll I'll say a couple of words. I promise I will only say a couple, and then we'll get the thing kicked off, and there's going to be more food and hot dogs and drinks, and all the businesses are bringing local food for everyone, so there's tons of food. So please come out and bring your families and have a fantastic evening.
Sounds great. And the donut eating contest, you mentioned that real quickly, Chief. You said it certainly has become quite famous, and I would agree with that. Who has the bragging rights this year, do you think?
Well, we've got a plaque, and we've got a couple of winners. Last year we had a new teacher from Aztec that came in, and he took and won it. We had one of the Swan's men, salesmen. He had won it two or three times, so it's kind of hard to tell. It's anybody's race. I think they could all get in the race and enjoy. So
okay, well, you can root on your favorite, I suppose, at the donut eating contest. So that's how it goes, and anyone can enter, I suppose, right?
Yes, all they got to do is come, and we're going to be setting up the tables. All they got to do is get at the table and line up, and we'll give them the donuts and a little glass of milk, and then the T-shirt they win says, "I ate more donuts than an Aztec police officer." So all they got to do is beat me, and they get a T-shirt.
Okay.
If I win, they're all in trouble. We don't give any T-shirts away. So.
Well, I imagine there's a lot of folks listening that would want to prove you wrong on that, Chief. So.
I haven't won yet, so we're in good shape, I think.
We'll see what happens. Great. And again, if we talk about these things, you've got the T-shirts to give away, you've got bikes to give away, you've got a lot of things. This is really all part of the community that really comes together to give back on this event.
That's absolutely right. And we'll have police cars out there. Every officer from Aztec will be there. We'll get some of the DWI goggles out and soccer balls and let them see the kids go through and do some of that. But all of my officers will be here. And we want everyone in the community to come up and say hi to them and shake their hand. And this event is for us and the community to become as one and get to know each other. So we hope that they will do that.
Well, I imagine they will. They do it every year, and it attracts more and more people, Chief, and I think this year will be no different. So good luck with the National Night Out tonight in Aztec.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And everybody, come on out. You'll have a great time.
Yes, they will. That's very true. Chief Heal, thank you so much. That's Chief Mike Heal from the city of Aztec, my guest here on KSJE. It's the National Night Out beginning tonight at 5 at Minium Park in downtown Aztec. Back with more, everybody, in just a moment. The time right now is coming up on 8:51. KSJE is supported by Sandstone Productions Outdoor Summer Theater. This summer, celebrating 30 years. Enjoy the award-winning musical Mary Poppins every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening from June 21st through August 4th at Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater. Again this year, guests can arrive early to enjoy concessions. Beer and wine are available Fridays and Saturdays. Find out more at farmingtonnm.org/OST. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.